Hello again, 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。Today we're going to have a very special episode because we're going to launch a new segment. Since our segment before Britain Under the Microscope, 闲话英文, has been so popular with our listeners, so we decided to launch a new segment called America Under the Microscope, 闲话美国。And I know some of you are interested in knowing a little bit more about what life is like in the United States. So I have here with me my good friend, James. Hello, James.
Hello, everyone.
So James is going to be my co-host for this segment. We were talking about what to do for the very first episode of this new segment. And James, you are a father of a two-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's right.
So how about we talk about raising a kid in the United States?
Okay.
So, first of all, let's start with when the woman is still pregnant.
Right.
Do you find out about the gender, whether it's a boy or a girl?
That really is a personal preference among the people in America. But in general, most people do like to find out the gender before the child is born.
And they can decide whether they want to know or not?
Yes. The doctor will give you a choice. Would you like to know?
Mm-hmm.
And...You'll say yes or no. If you say no, the doctor has no problem with that.
And they will hide the fact from you?
Absolutely, if that is your wish.
Okay. And do people have any preferences? Whether they want a boy or a girl?
Well, it depends from person to person. So yes, some people prefer boys, some people prefer girls. But in general, there is no real big preference.
Mm. So on average, how many kids do American families have these days?
If we're looking at just the numbers, most families have about 2 kids, but that can vary a lot from place to place. Where I'm from, it can be a bit more, like 3 or 4 is pretty common.
So where are you from?
I'm from a rural part of America in Washington State. It's in the northwest part of the country.
So because, you know, when you watch American TV show, you usually see big families at least with 3 kids.
Yeah, that's not...That's unusual in some parts of the country, but if you go to a big city, that'll be much less common than if you go to a more rural countryside town where things are a lot less expensive.
I think it's probably the same in China as well. So once a woman has found out that she's pregnant, would she then go to a hospital?
Once you find out you're pregnant, most women will then make an appointment to see an OBGYN.Obstetrics and gynecological doctor, or basically what we call a woman's doctor.
So they go to individual doctors, not a hospital.
Yeah, they're most likely at first going to make an appointment at a clinic. And then the doctor will then explain what's going to happen about all the upcoming checks and all the things that the woman needs to do to prepare for the upcoming baby.
One thing I always wonder while watching lots of American TV shows, you always see this something called a baby shower.
Yes, it's baby shower. Well, the idea of the baby shower is a way to, well, it's for 2 purposes. One, to celebrate the pregnancy and the upcoming child, and a way to share with your friends and family this happy moment.
So baby shower takes place when there is no baby.
Yeah, it takes place while the woman is still pregnant. And there's actually a second purpose of it. It's a time that the parents can get some useful items as gifts. So things like diapers, high chairs, cribs, and other things you might need to help a small baby.
Oh, so it's customary. So if you're invited to a baby shower, this is what you should give the new parents.
Usually, the parents will have kind of like a wish list, and it's polite to...provide a gift that's on that wish list.
Ah, so baby shower, 你需要带这个给新生儿父母的这些礼物，比如说像纸尿裤啊这些东西。Okay, so women, when they actually give birth to the child, do they do it in hospital as well?
Most women do. There are a few women that do choose to give birth at home, but that's usually a much smaller number. Most will prefer the hospital environment to give birth.
I don't really know that much about the whole environment in China, let alone in the United States. What's that like, giving birth in a hospital?
In general, when it's time to give birth, most women show up when they start feeling labor pains. And then they will check into the hospital and they will be put into their own, what's called a birthing suite.
A birthing suite.
Basically, it's a special hospital room for having babies.
So they have their own private room.
Yeah, because it has a special equipment needed for the baby.
Going into labor 就是进入产程了。So they're going to give birth. And some women talk about having a birthing plan.
Yes.
What is that?
Birthing plan, it's a couple of things. First is the medical side, pain medication they want for the birthing process, or whether they want to have a more natural birth or need to have a, what's called a C-section.
C-section 就是剖腹产。The day when the baby is supposed to be born, it's called due day.
Right? Correct. The due date is when they expect the baby to be born, but the truth is,It's a guess, and anything 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after is considered on time.
So there is really no telling when exactly. Yeah.
Like in my case, it was a bit of a surprise.
Okay, but everything worked out, obviously. Due date 是预产期. So during the delivery, dads are allowed in the room, right?
Yes, dads are allowed in the room. They can be there for either the natural birth or a C-section.
Oh, 剖腹产也可以进 Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes you see them recording the whole thing.
Yes, there are some parents who like to record the event to share with family later.
To share with family.
That's what they say.
Is that a common thing for people to do?
Not that I'm aware of. It's mostly something they've shown on TV. I know people who go into delivery with their wives, but recording it, not so much.
So, and then after giving birth, when do women go home?
Well, this will really depend on the situation. If it's a natural birth without complication, they will go home the same day.
Wow. Okay, so finally, after giving birth, it's about actually raising the kid. Now, do families help? Because raising kid, as we know, is very time-consuming and also it costs a lot of money.
Yes, that's definitely true. In general, in America, it really depends on your personal cultural background about family involvement. Because Americans come from all over the world. But family does help to some extent. But many people, when they have children, they're younger. And their own parents are probably still working. So they might not be as available to help with taking care of a new baby.
And do moms get time? They should get time off, don't they, from their work, even if they're working moms. 有产假吗?
Yes. In the United States, minimum they have to provide is 3 months maternity leave.
That's not very long, 3 months.
Unfortunately, it isn't a very long time, and many mothers do choose to go back to work before the 3 months is over because they might need the money to help raise their child.
Well, then, in that case, who's going to take care of the baby? A lot of listeners are probably a bit confused with the word babysitter and also nanny. What's the difference?
In general, if a family has a nanny, it's a good sign that they have money.Because nannies are usually people who will stay with you in your home.
Full time.
To help you take care of the child. And they do more than just child care. They also do things like shopping and cleaning.
就是有点育儿扫家阿姨的这个感觉。
Yeah. Whereas a babysitter is usually just someone we hire to watch the child for a short period of time. Basically, gaps in the day when mom and dad have to be at work. And when mom and dad come home, the babysitter will then leave.
You pay them by the hour?
Usually, yes, by the hour.
And they're usually younger? I think they're like neighborhood kids or family members?
With older children, people might hire neighborhood teenagers or young people. But in general, with young babies, most parents will still prefer to hire babysitters that have experience taking care of little children. Well, a lot of them might be retired people that do it part-time. They might be neighborhood parents who don't work, who are willing to help out.
What about if you cannot find babysitters? Then what you do? Both parents need to work.
Well, in America, we have what are called daycare centers. What they would look like a school where you can put your child during the day in which this place has people to watch, take care of your child, feed them, change their diaper, provide them a safe place while you work.
It's like a baby school.
Kind of, yeah. But it's not really about teaching. It's more about just safe place for your kids to be while you have to work.
So, and sometimes do companies provide daycare?
If you're a lucky person that works for a company that has this service, then absolutely. Like big companies like Google and stuff, this is not uncommon.
Mm.
But it's not the norm.
Then, as the kid grow a bit older, when do they go to, you have kindergarten.
We don't call it kindergarten in the United States.
What do you call it?
It's called preschool in the United States, which is similar to Chinese kindergarten. Just
different. 幼儿园.
Yes.
So it's not like 学前班, then preschool, when does it start?
Well, it really depends. In general, kids will start between 3 and 4 years of age.
3 and 4 years.
Yeah.
Mm. And does every kid go to preschool?
In current generation, I would say it's pretty common. For my generation, it wasn't common. I never went to preschool.
Mm.
But my nephews and nieces, they went to preschool.
So you start like normal elementary school at what, age 6?
I started at age 5, but yeah, 5, 6.
5, 6. And before that, basically parents needed to take care.
Yeah, that was fairly normal.
Oh, wow. And then about preschool, are they usually public or private?
We have both, honestly. Most people who go to preschool probably go to public preschools for cost reasons. They are a lot cheaper than private ones.
But they're not free.
That depends from place to place.
Mm.
Where I'm from in my state, it is free for low-income families. So if you don't earn enough money, you can put your child into public preschool for free. But many places, yes, you have to pay extra.
And then also some private preschool, based on what I've seen, some of these very exclusive private preschool, you needed to be on the list the day the child was born, or even earlier than that. Is that true?
That's true for some really elite and highly expensive preschool.
Mm.
Most private preschools in most part of the countries, it's not that difficult to get into, but cost is a barrier to get in.
Mm. I think we pretty much covered our first topic, and then we are going to develop this topic in our advanced episode.
Oh yeah, there's a lot more that we can discuss about this topic in a more advanced and a lot more detail.
Thank you, James.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.